Hello and welcome to the Human Design Podcast. My name is Leandra, and on this space, I'm discussing all themes about human design and how to integrate it into everyday life. Human design is a very complex system put together by old traditional wisdom and discoveries of science, psychology, sociology, and evolution that can help to explain one's energy body better, but also the relationship we have with others. If you want to dive deeper into your specific chart, you can get in touch for a personal reading on the resources provided below. Hello and welcome back to a new episode. And today I'm going to speak about a topic that is very, very dear to my heart, because that's basically what showed me and proved to me that human design is correct and that, at least for me, there is no doubt that it works. And it was an absolute game changer for me in my personal life, but also something that drew me even deeper into human design. And that was discovering about my digestion type, about my food intake. And it sounds very basic, let's say. It sounds very basic, but it was always such a theme for me, and I thought something is wrong with me. And human design gave me the language and gave me the expression to know that if I trust myself and if I trust my body, what it needs, it's actually correct for me. And now I had the language to express that. So that is what human design can do, not only in terms of digestion, but obviously in all areas of life. And that's why it's so helpful to understand yourself, for example, through human design. But there is, of course, many different tools and modalities that you can use. For me, it's for sure human design, because in my experience and opinion, it's the most accurate and it's the more, most empowering of all of them. So if you haven't done so yet, I would always definitely recommend a reading, because that's the only way you can actually get all the information very tailored and very detailed to your chart, because no chart is like the other. And that is something I also feel like I want to mention again. I've mentioned it a few times already, but I don't want you to think like, oh, I'm a generator, that's why I'm like this or that. And that's the properties that come along with it. It's the interpretation of the whole chart that makes up you. And I often hear people saying, oh, I'm this and that, that's why I cannot do this and that. Like, and that's what's limiting you. And human design is not here to limit you. It's here to absolutely empower you to see more clearly who you are, or find the words, as in my case, to describe who you are and bring or live that more to the surface and live it in all areas of your life. And that's why a individual reading is so helpful, because it's not only seeing, oh, that center is defined or that is your type, but it looks at you as a whole and brings up all the components. And that is really the work that we're doing as human design analysts, that we get into that and we interpret the chart in an according way, so it's empowering for you. So that being said, hop on my website if you would like to get a reading. And you can book. I have a little bit issues with my website, if you have maybe noticed that. My website will be up and running in the next weeks again. I'm working on that. But you find definitely the right link through my Instagram. There's in the link tree, or you can also find me on LinkedIn, actually, and write me there. Someone just did that. That's why I'm saying it. Without further ado, let's jump into the theme of today's episode. When I first discovered human design, I was obviously all hooked into it. But as I just said, when I discovered my digestion and food type, I was absolutely mind blown. It was like, for me, out of this world that there's words that actually describe what I had noticed all my life and where I felt so absolutely wrong for and beat myself up for. And it was so liberating to actually read and see black on white that that was my right type of taking in food. Because if I look back being a child, I would always love to eat super, super simple, just like pasta with cream cheese or a bread with cream cheese or pasta with tomato puree. Like literally as simple as you can imagine. And if we would go out to eat somewhere, I would usually have digestion problems. I remember we went to a family reunion and it was all like that super fancy food. And I was puking all weekend. Like there was definitely nothing wrong with the food. I was the only one. But I always noticed that like really complex flavors and really complex kind of dishes don't really turn me on in the first place, and a lot of spices either. And I just love to eat like super, super simple, super basic, really big portions, very regularly throughout the day. And that felt correct for me, but for other people that sometimes might have been really, really confusing. And my parents fortunately always made really simple food because funnily they have the same food and digestion type. And human design, which by the way is called color one, and it's called consecutive appetite, or the opposite of that could be alternating appetite. So they're quite similar, just a different variation. I will get to that in a little bit. So they had the same eating type, and that's why they actually cooked intuitively exactly in that way, which is amazing, I find. And it's so rare to have that type as well, so that's quite funny. So we were eating very, very basic, very simple, but very clean, very good organic ingredients. My parents always were taking really well care of where they buy their produce, but very, very simple cooking. And I actually needed that as a child. Like I didn't want anything different. But obviously other people would look at that and say, oh, this child doesn't get the right food, or you should change something, they said to my parents. Or when I was at friend's place and I actually didn't want to eat like a lasagna or something like that, the parents would say, but you have to eat this, this is correct for you. So, you know, all the conditioning that comes into place when people just come from their own perspective and don't see that other people are very different in all kinds of areas in life, not only from how they think or how they feel, but also what they need in terms of food. And I'm almost 180 meters tall. So that's really, really tall. And I've never been to a doctor before I was 16, when I needed to get a checkup in order to be able to go to a high school in New York, in the United States. So I was a super healthy child. I definitely didn't miss on anything. I was actually overly healthy, I would say, till this day. So you can see that nothing was lacking because I intuitively followed my idea for what's correct for me. And my parents, fortunately, had the same one. So they were subconsciously supporting that. But all the outside voices, the older I got, made me quite insecure, because if I would be in university, and you can imagine in like the cafeteria, there was only really gross, unhealthy food, I would literally just get maybe like a full plate of broccoli and some feta cheese with it or something like that. Super, super simple. And my mates were always, my colleagues were always looking at me in a really strange way, and I felt very judged, and people were commenting on it, which made me feel so insecure and made me feel like really something is wrong with me. So I sometimes, yeah, would change my taste for the sake of others and put sauce on it or something. But I immediately felt that it was not correct for my body. I got digestion problems. I sometimes even got super sick. I had to throw up. Stuff like that happened. So I realized that that's not correct for me. And the older I got, the more self-esteem, of course, I got. And then I fortunately followed more and more for what I felt was correct. But I started to hide my eating habits. So I would only eat alone, only at home. Actually, that's something I do till this day. But yeah, that has different reasons as well, which I'll get into it. But yeah, I started hiding and not showing other people my eating behavior, which made me a little bit sad, but I always felt very judged or looked at for that. And that is sad that we cannot as a society come to a point yet where we accept that people need different things. And I've just recently been visiting a friend in Switzerland, and she has a hot thirst. So she drinks so much tea, like out of a bucket, which is like almost a liter, I would say. And she drinks warm teas, warm beverages all day long. It's absolutely crazy. But I know that that is right for her. And I support her in that. And she also said, oh, it's so weird. My mom always says this and that because I'm drinking so much. She said, I shouldn't be doing that. No, that's the correct thing for you. And she already knows it. She feels it. And it's so sad that we start judging other people just because we cannot understand it from our point of view and don't support the other in their being. And that is my hope for the future, that we just support each other in exactly what we need physically, emotionally, mentally, on all different planes, energetically. And that is what I hope we can do all with more consciousness for our human design, and then being open and willing to share that as well. So fortunately, especially with human design, I came to a place where I'm not afraid of sharing what I need in terms of food and sharing what I need in terms of all areas of my life, because I know it is the correct way for doing so. And I eat with very close friends together, but I don't like going to a restaurant because it's distracting me. And that's really funny because that's also something that comes along with having consecutive appetite. If you have alternating appetite, you might be more open to going to restaurants, sharing food with more people, etc. And there's of course, as always, more markers in the chart than only that, your environment and many other things. But as for myself, I get distracted very, very easily when I'm in a restaurant and there's music, a lot of people are talking. I can literally just focus on one thing. So that's why I prefer to eat by myself or with a really, really trusted friend where I feel comfortable and where they may be similar in terms of their digestion. But yeah, that's the right and correct way for me to do so. And I don't care anymore what other people say or think about it, because I know it fuels my body in exactly the right way. It will therefore sharpen my health, sharpen my intuition. And that's the choice that I need to make for myself. No one else can tell me what's correct for me. And I really hope for you that you have the strength to trust yourself, like my friend, you know, drinking lots of hot beverages and eating hot food. It's the correct way for her to do so. And whatever your digestion type is, please trust that your body already knows what is right and what is correct for you. And don't let anyone judge you about that. Don't let anyone interfere you with, because it's for your health, is for your capacity. And you will see that from your physical health, all the other things will unlock for you. So I'm quite lucky that I grew up with this kind of digestion. And I grew up also living in my right environment, which is caves. And that obviously gave me so much more access to my intuition, trusting myself. And I would say I'm, at least that's what other people say about me, is I'm one of the most intuitive and the most self-aware people. And I definitely agree that I feel that as well. So that came first place before even knowing human design through my right digestion, my right food intake, my right environment that I was subconsciously living by because I felt in my intuition that's correct for me. And if you need help or guidance with that, please also reach out. We can definitely look at it. this would be an advanced session, so we can look into that more and I can help you figure out your food and environment style, which is not obviously only the variable, but there are so much more indicators where we can see if you're more drawn to what's salty or sweet, whatever. And that is the other thing. I haven't been eating sugar in 8 years and it's literally not appealing to me. I'm more of the salty type. I love coffee. I'm not a tea person either. And I knew already very early on these kind of things, but then people come into place and say, oh, but are you restricting yourself because you don't eat sugar? And no, I'm not restricting myself. It's literally just not turning me on. And people say, oh, but you should drink tea because it's healthy. If people already say should or you have to or it's healthy for you, please forget about all that. That's the mind chatter that people have inside their conditioned minds. And I knew that tea is not correct for me and that coffee is, and therefore I'm drinking coffee and not tea. And if people tell you you shouldn't drink coffee, yes, that's maybe correct for them, but also maybe not correct for you. So always remember, whatever other people or any magazine or any food coach or whatever tells you, please listen to your own intuition. You, only you, know what's correct and right for you. And your body already knows. And we have to, of course, distinguish between emotional eating and just putting jars of sugar and chocolate into your mouth because you try to fill an emotional void, or if you try to fill an emotional low, that's a total different motivation than listening actually to the signals of your body. And that is something very, very distinct. So you always need to distinguish, where is this coming from? Do I think I need to eat healthy and that's why eating more vegetables? Or actually, does my body need more vegetables? Or do I think I need to drink more tea because it's good for me? Or do I really want to drink tea because it's good for me? Am I eating McDonald's right now? Okay, that is never healthy, I would say. But am I eating chocolate right now because I actually maybe need a few more calories right now? My body is telling me that. And I may be drawn to more of the sweet side, which is for some people beneficial. Or am I feeling an emotional hole or a lack? So always see, what is the intention behind that? And what is it that you actually need? What is it that your body needs? So the more you tune in with yourself, the more you trust yourself, the easier it will become. And if we look at my type, which is color one, so consecutive appetite it's called because it's a left-facing variable, you might have the right-facing variable of that, which would be alternating appetite. And that is quite similar. It's both about appreciating the things onto themselves and appreciating maybe just a cucumber, just because it tastes like cucumber. And I'm eating mostly zucchini in the morning, bread with grilled zucchini. And I just love tasting bread and zucchini, just these two simple ingredients. I make my own bread as well. Very simple, just flour and yeast and water. And I love having the pure taste of things, absolute pureness. And whereas consecutive appetite might have a little bit of a bigger meals, more structured eating, alternating appetite, it's more about snacking, but really simple snacking. Maybe just eating a cucumber, just like this. Or maybe some nuts. Or maybe a chocolate bar. Just like eating very simple things onto themselves. And it's about the appreciation of one thing at a time. And that is really also not only for the food digestion, but also it spreads into all areas of life. Like appreciating things just for the sake of themselves. And if you know me, I'm a very minimalistic kind of person, and I really appreciate kind of more like a simple but classy style, just like one piece of clothing at a time. And I really appreciate the high quality of it, that it gives me the feeling, like appreciating the things onto themselves, having gratitude for the taste of that zucchini, for the look of that amazing single piece that you integrate in your wardrobe, where maybe the other things might be a little bit more minimalistic and you have this one cool piece that you add onto it. In terms of your style at home, having it quite simple, appreciating the simple things onto himself, high quality. So as you can see, it's not only the food and it can spread into so much more into your life. But of course, we always need to take in consideration all the other parts in your chart. Yeah, so I hope that empowered you to come back more to yourself and trust yourself and find ways on how to do so. And if you want to have more detailed information on so many cool things that are already there on my podcast and are up to come, I can highly recommend becoming a subscriber for only $2.99, which is literally not even a coffee these days anymore. You have access to so much more information, and minimum every second episode will be for my members. So feel free to subscribe for $2.99 a month. And yeah, it supports me in my work and gives me so much more courage and motivation to bring out even more detailed and even more amazing content here. Yeah, and gives you the benefit of diving even deeper into your human design. So I'm sending you so much love. And yeah, if you feel free, book a reading or share with me maybe your eating style, I'm always curious to hear. So much love to you. See you next time.